Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some goings-on regarding the Milwaukee Bucks. We're coming up on the trade deadline to talk a lot more about it. The co-host of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour and Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst. I'll be back with him coming up this week. Steve Novak joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Steve, how you been, buddy?
I've been good, Bill. How are you? You were in Miami getting a tan. You're at the Super Bowl. How are you?
I'm doing well. It was, you know how it is when you get into those fan fest situations and you're there and everybody's there and all the athletes are there and it's a great experience, but also people tend to forget that it is work as well. So when you're up at 6 and you go home every night about midnight, and it is what it is. I'm not complaining about my life. I could be digging ditches in a polar vortex for all we know, you know? So we don't worry about that, man. How you been?
I don't feel bad for you. You were in Miami, you know, although we do have a bit of a heat wave here in Milwaukee. You know, I was seeing your pictures. You were on a balcony in Miami.
Yeah.
It was looking good, so you do not have my sympathy.
Yep, no, that's awesome. I don't mind not having your sympathy as long as I still have somewhat of a modicum of respect, so I'm good to go. Hey, let me ask you this, Steve, because there was people down there that were talking about Bucks basketball, and I wanted to ask you because the trade deadline is coming up. And one of the things that I have stated time and again when I it comes to the Bucks is, you know, you always want to get better, but at what cost? And right now, things are good. Do you mess with this?
I mean, look, I think that this front office has earned the right to continue to have conversations, and if they were to make a move, it'd be hard to question anything at this point because they've really been impressive. I mean, John Horst and the decisions he's made in terms of draft picks like Dante DiVincenzo and signing guys in the offseason like Kyle Korver and Robin Lopez. I mean, he's been pretty incredible. And so I don't know what's going to happen, but I would say when you're a team that's 42-7, you don't need anything, obviously, compared to everyone else. I think that Chris Middleton, we've watched over the last couple of years, literally get better, right? I mean, the guy is averaging career highs and playing amazing, coming off a 51-point game against Washington a few games ago. You know, Giannis won MVP. He's gotten better. Dante DiVincenzo, we weren't even sure how good he was last year. Now he started over 20 games and he's, you know, got the highest net rating in the league ahead of Giannis. You know, so this is a team that continues to improve and guys continue to play well. And Bledsoe's having probably his best year as a pro, in my opinion. And so I don't think they need anything, but I don't think that means for one second that they're not always listening and considering what will take them, you know, to that next level, even if they do have the best record in the NBA.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what, I mean, if there is, see, the way I watch the Bucks is where's the weakness? And you can say at certain times, well, maybe this not being on the floor or this shooter, but it seems like everybody's got a role, they've defined the roles, and they've all either been solid or excelled in their roles. So what if you're sitting on the outside looking in and looking at this team as you analyze, where's the weakness?
Yeah, no. I mean, at this point, the truth is, you know, talking about this team game after game and road trip after road trip. Look, there's not a glaring weakness. That's the truth. That's why they're the best team record wise. And I think when we say best team, I do mean best team. I think they share the ball the best. I think they find each other in the right spots. They get good shots, and they're, as a team, their roles are complementary. I think when you have Giannis Antetokounmpo, the most dominant paint scorer, 18 points a game in the paint, and the number one, or maybe he's number two now, fast break points per game between 6 and 7, you have Chris Middleton, debatably the greatest mid-range shooter in the game right now, along with guys like DeMar DeRozan or LaMarcus Aldridge or guys like that. And then you have a team that's the best top two, depending on what point in the year you've looked at it, three-point shooting team in the league, along with the fact that they're the best defensive team, number one all season long. So there's not a glaring weakness. It's almost laughable, I think, how consistent and dominant they are in so many areas. So, look, the areas that I think they struggle at times are strategic. I mean, you see in the games they lose, they've given up a lot of made three-pointers. But the question, I think, is can a team in the playoffs make 22 three-pointers like the Denver Nuggets did four times? And so that's why I say strategic. I think when you see the Bucks have a weakness, it's an area that they say, we are going to take other things away and allow perhaps a lot of three-pointers to be made. But can a team do that consistently in the playoffs against the Bucks? You know, that's to be seen. But I just think that there's just not a glaring weakness or something that needs to be, you know, desperately sought for this team. They've got things covered. It's fun to watch.
I watched Joel Embiid the other night struggle mightily. I mean, mightily. They are now in the sixth seed, and Philadelphia was supposed to be the team, possibly Boston supposed to be the team vying for the top spot against the Bucks. I got to be honest, for all that I've seen, all that I've witnessed, the Bucks right now seem to be, other than maybe the Lakers who could make a charge, they're like head and shoulders above everybody right now in the NBA. I mean, even Houston, when they thought pairing up Westbrook and pairing up with James Harden, that was going to work out, and that's been kind of a dismal failure for two guys that don't want to play defense and want the ball. I mean, is there a team right now that you say is a legit threat to what the Bucks could offer?
There absolutely are some teams. And, you know, like you said just now, the Bucks, I think, are head and shoulders at this point in the year as a full body of whatever, 42 and 7, so 49 games. I think that they have shown the body of work that's not even close to anybody else. But when it comes to playoff basketball, right, it does become a different game. And so, yes, the NBA, although the Bucks have more wins than the Lakers and Philly and the Clippers and everybody, look, the game slows down. It becomes who can make the plays. It becomes, you know, the halftime adjustments. And the Bucks are not that much better than the Lakers. They're not that much better in a playoff series than the Clippers or the Philadelphia 76ers. And so, yeah, those teams are still very real threats. I mean, if we think we're going to watch the Bucks just roll to a championship and it's going to be a casual, you know, beating Detroit Pistons in the first round kind of finals, you know, we're crazy. You know, it's fun to watch how good they are, but it's like, it is going to be fun and competitive, and there's going to be surprises and adjustments that happen in the playoffs where it makes it NBA basketball again. So the Bucks are the best right now, but the playoffs are, they're going to be a battle no matter, you know, how good you are.
Real quick, Steve, when we talk about the remainder of this season, you know, there's going to come a time where we're going to be discussing minutes and resting Giannis, and if you've got a big enough lead and you have a one seed, you know, at what point do you start saying, well, you know, we're going to monitor some additional minutes. We want to make sure we have fresh legs going into the postseason. I mean, I know they've done that periodically throughout the season. Coach Budenholzer has been pretty good with that. But at what point do you really start paying attention to something like that?
Well, I think it could get really interesting this year with the, do you rest the guy? Do you sit? Like you said, are the Bucks are really far ahead and have that one seed locked up, which is obviously, you know, still hopeful. There's a lot of games still to play. But with all the 70-win season talk, you know, that's when it's going to get interesting, I think, is like, are the Bucks still going to push to win games in the last 5-6 games of the year if they have things locked up? Because they could be looking at a historic number if they can, you know, there's been 73 wins by Golden State. They lost in the championship. The 95-96 Bulls had 72 wins. They won the championship. Does that number matter? And I think that's when, in my opinion, load management might become a very interesting story, because no one on the Bucks is playing high minutes. The Bucks don't even have a guy in the top 65 in the entire league in minutes, which is absurd to have the best record and not be playing guys big minutes. It just shows how efficient they've been. But if they rest guys late in the year because they're in a good spot, you know, that could be a good, an interesting conversation in terms of, you know, setting a regular season win record or not.
I wanted to ask you about Bledsoe and Middleton, because Middleton has been playing really, really good basketball. So is Bledsoe. But the question that hangs out there, and I know it's on everybody's mind, is we look at Bledsoe, we're going to be judging him now by what he does in the postseason, correct? Is he feeling that pressure at all? Because he's having a really good season, but is he feeling that pressure at all, or knows that that's looming?
No, you're right. I mean, he's been open about it. He knows he hasn't played his best basketball in the playoffs. And I think that you're right. This upcoming postseason is going to be big for him. But I would say that from watching him this entire season, you know, I've not seen him, I think, even in his years in Phoenix in the past or since he's been with the Bucks, have as solid of a year where you just feel like he truly understands his role, has been able to be consistent, has been able to have, when Middleton went off the other night and had 51, Bledsoe quietly had 34 points and 10 assists or 12 assists. And I think that he really just, again, is that role piece on this team that fits so well. And if he continues to have that defensive mindset, he was a first-team all-NBA defensive player last year. If he can keep that mindset, just be a pest defensively for this Bucks team, that is, you know, they're gonna go as their defense goes. I think that when it comes to the conference finals and the finals, I mean, that's going to be what they hang their hat on. And Bledsoe is an elite guard defender. So if he can continue to do that, I think that, you know, he is what he needs to be for this team.
What do you think John Horst is thinking right now?
I think he's thinking, boy, we're in a good spot.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to stress about a thing, you know? I do. I think that people got to call him. And I think that the way the Bucks are playing, you're not worried about anything. You're just, I think, listening and seeing what people are talking about and what they want to give you.
Hey, can I ask you something? And I'm not putting words in his mouth by any stretch of the imagination, but do you find all of this Giannis is leaving talk just stupid? I really do. I mean, they've done everything he's wanted them to do. They're on pace to set records when it comes to winning as a franchise. They are the top team in the NBA. I mean, all the things that he wanted done, they've done. You know, if they win a championship, come on. I mean, this is ridiculous at this point, isn't it?
Look, you're the best player in the league, and you're 25 years old, you've won an MVP, and everyone wants you. I expect people to say, he's leaving, he's going, if you're a fan of another team. And, you know, the truth is, like you said, this is a guy who has done everything right, said everything right to this point. And, truthfully, the guys that I've been around, like Giannis, like Kevin Durant, that ended up leaving Oklahoma City, other guys that left where they were currently at, that were superstars like that and knew they had a pending free agency ahead of them, they actually truly didn't make a decision and didn't know a lot of times until that summer came. And so I think, yeah, there's a lot of fan talk, and I think it's fun to discuss and debate why and why not something might happen. But I think the truth is, it's Giannis's job. It's Kevin Durant's job. It's Kyrie Irving's job to see what's out there, to listen and to be and make a decision. So I just don't even think a lot of times these guys do know, even though I think we want to say, I know he knows what he's doing. But I don't even know that they do sometimes.
Always good to chat, my friend. I look forward to it. Wednesday night, we're going to be at Good City Brewing again. Pat Connaughton, who is actually going to be in the dunk contest, is going to be joining us. So this Wednesday, 6 to 7, you and I are back together, and I'll see you then, okay?
I'll see you then. Looking forward to it.
All right, buddy. Talk to you then. There you go. Steve Novak joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.